This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
President Trump announced that he was going to delay the tariffs for Canada for another month. However, there is still some concern from Ontario Premier Doug Ford that he would implement his own 25% tariff on Canadian electricity exports and shutting off power to three U.S. states, including New York. First off, how would that affect power supply here in New York State?
Well, there's no question it will have an impact. There's a large amount of electricity, obviously, that comes through Canada that would impact whether it's Western New York or across New York State. And so, anything like that is going to probably have some impact on New Yorkers' bills. I don't know that it'll impact the reliability. NYISO here in New York has already said that, we have enough, power to meet the demand. We can get more power from other states. So we have the ability, to sort of offset any loss of electricity flowing over or try to offset the increase maybe to some people's bills by shifting our reliance to other places instead of getting it from Ontario. But if everything stayed the same, those tariffs would certainly have an impact on the bottom line of a lot of New Yorkers' bills at a time when New Yorkers are already paying very high bills. But I'll tell you what, this just reminds me, Tom, and I've been saying this for years, and people can check the receipts. We have long exported jobs and imported energy in New York, and I just never think that's a good thing. I think, when you're importing power from other states, other countries, you can be leveraged, you can be, you can be manipulated in some sense. By those other places, in this case by Canada, and maybe a retaliatory tariff. So, this is a reminder that we should do everything we can to produce as much power, generate as much power here in New York, and get power from other American, other states, and maybe rely a little less on other countries for our electricity and for energy. This will be the second worst thing to happen to people's utility bills behind the Green New Deal and climate leadership and protection act policies that have been pursued by Governor Hochul and Senate and Assembly Democrats. So between the two of them, this is not great news. We'll see what happens. Long term, I'm optimistic that ultimately we will get to a better spot with Canada, better for America. Hopefully better for New York. And, I'm trusting President Trump and his administration to do that.
How much power do we get in Western New York from the Niagara Power Facility?
So the power that's generated at the Lewiston, the Niagara Power Project, that goes all over New York. I don't have a number for you as far as how much of that stays in Western New York. I can tell you, not enough of it stays in Western New York. That goes not only over New York, it goes to other states, right, under the federal sort of licensing and federal requirements. So that isn't even all New York-centric power. Some of that goes to other parts of the country as well. But a lot of that, as we just saw, with there are programs that are set up where that power and those megawatts go to reduce the electric rates that businesses pay, that municipalities pay, hospitals, sort of public or public adjacent entities within a 50-mile radius of the Niagara Power Project. So there is a benefit. Could more of that stay here? I'd like to think so, and I sure believe that's the case. Some of it is set by sort of federal licensing requirements where that power goes elsewhere. But I would love to see more of that power kept here in Western New York, and maybe we could use that to offset if we need to get power elsewhere. That, of course, is very clean. We have hydroelectricity. But I don't have a percentage as to how much remains in Western New York versus how much goes to other parts of the state.
Do we get a lot of power from Canada, even though we have that power plant in Lewiston?
We do. I mean, we do get a considerable amount of electricity that can flow, from Canada. 25% tariff. If he does it, you will see. I think maybe that's a bit of a bluff at this point with President Trump, putting a pause on again till April 2nd. We'll see if that's what he does. I think you're talking about, total, it's about 4 to 11%, depending on time of year, depending on a lot of other factors. So you're, 4 to 11% of power used in New York that comes from Canada. How much of that is in Western New York? I don't know.
It doesn't sound like there's much of an impact from Ontario to Western New York as far as the electric power supply.
No. This isn't gonna drive someone out of their house or anything like that. I think this is, they're gonna do what they're gonna do. I saw the other day somebody said, well, I think it was the prime minister maybe. We said they're gonna boycott going to Old Orchard Beach up in Maine. I mean, for a lot of Americans, I'm sure it's a beautiful place, but most people have no idea where that is, right? So they can respond the way they can respond, I guess. You do what you can do if you're in a trade war, or if you feel like you're in a trade war. But I firmly believe the United States has far more to gain, and Canada has far more to lose in a trade war. Again, if this increases or reduces our reliance on electricity from Canada. But again, at 4 to 11%, is that a number that's going to really bring New York to its knees, especially as we move out of the colder months? I tend to think not. But they can only do what they can do. I suppose they can only threaten what they can threaten. I think President Trump knows that. He knows that he's holding more cards than I think Canada. They're going to suffer in a trade war far more than we are. I want to be clear, as someone who represents not only Western New York, but a district with three international border crossings. I have a great deal of respect and affection for Canada. I deployed in Afghanistan. I was serving alongside Canadian soldiers in Kandahar, Afghanistan. Sometimes friends disagree. And right now we are disagreeing about border policy, trade policy. They have to get much tougher with China about things they bring in. They have to get much tougher with the drugs and illegal border crossings. If they are able to do that, maybe under a new government after Trudeau is gone, I think we can fix a lot of these issues. And no one benefits. Ultimately, having a trade war with Canada, I don't think is the main benefit. I don't think that was a main talking point for President Trump on the campaign. But I think ultimately strengthening U.S. trade deals, strengthening U.S. border security, northern and southern, that was a major point of President Trump's policy. He's pursuing that. But I don't think putting a 25% tariff on 4% of electricity is not going to bring New York State to its knees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.